Hi, and welcome to the From the Hip podcast. I'm your host, Albert Hathazi, and I often catch myself shaving to the beat of the music from my Bluetooth speaker. I'm wondering, how are you on this fine evening? I'm off to one of my most favorite places to go in the whole wide world, and that's my friend's place, who has several pinball machines, and we are going to have some fun tonight. Just like the old days, except the only thing old is us. Back in the 80s, late 70s, well, mid 70s and 80s, actually all the way from the early 70s until early 90s, I, of course, grew up in the business environment of my dad having many video games, pinball machines, pool tables, jukeboxes, and various other gaming things. Probably there wasn't too much after that. So I have very fond memories, and my early programming is kind of tied to all the amusement business. Nowadays, the pinball, gaming has been revitalized. It's kind of having a resurgence. Companies continue to make pinball machines, and like, we're talking brand new, and there is still availability and support for all of the classic games going back into the 60s even. So if you happen to know somebody who had, let's say, a game from the 70s, 80s, or 90s in a barn or somewhere where it's in relatively good or one piece, you could still get replacement parts for that. That is incredible. We're going on to 30, 40, 50 years ago when these things were out making money for the operators, and you could still get parts and rebuild them and refurbish them. That's amazing. Playing pinball is such a thrill. It's just a game, but it is so unique, so diverse, and not easy to get good at, but all in all, fun. And it's a great social game to play with many people, because you could have up to four players. I think there were pinball machines where they did have six players, very few of them. I don't even remember what it was called, but it is so much fun. And my friend, who I knew about 20 years ago quite well, he grew up in the era of having of video games and pinball machines, and he is a collector, and he is very good mechanically, and he's got several pinball machines. I'll just say that to protect him. Yeah, I've got two myself. Two real pinball machines. You know, last year I said I wanted one. I said I had no idea what I was getting into, and I ended up having two. And I've had up to three pinball machines, but now I only have two left. So we're going for a night of fun. And the other fella that's going to be there is from Winnipeg. It's this fella's friend. Just again, pardon me for not saying the name. Some people, I don't know how they feel about that. So. Okay, I just feel like I just rambled here. Just rambling. The last few times I've been podcasting, I've been using the Boss Jock app, and it has died on me probably three out of the last four times halfway through the recording. And it has died in such a way that there is absolutely no recording left at all, not even half the recording. It just restarts, and actually the app closes and goes back to the home screen, and there's nothing left. I can't even share with you half a recording, and that's happened at least three of the last four times. I'm not sure what's going on here. I'm hoping it's not going to happen, because it's a letdown. You know, you sit down, you record, you think of a couple of jokes, and you're talking away, and next thing you know, the headphone in your ear goes dead. Because right now, as I'm talking, I've got one headphone in, and I could hear myself a little bit, So I know I'm recording. I know Boss Jock is picking me up. When it dies, it goes dead. And then I look down. And next thing you know, my phone is kind of doing a twirly thing. And it goes back to the home screen. I look in the recording section of Boss Jock, and it's gone. Like, what the heck is going on over here? Boy, oh boy. Ah, yeah. So, what else has been going on? Well, here in Northern Ontario, we are experiencing an extremely mild winter. It is minus 1 degree here. It's wild and crazy stuff here. Wild, Ed. Ed, are you with Ed? Someone want to give Ed a little shake? It looks like he's falling asleep. So, why don't you go over there, please? Ed, wake up, Ed. Pardon? Oh, you're saying... Oh, he's not breathing. Does somebody want to call 911? I think we have an emergency. Yeah, we continue to have really nice weather. It's minus 1 right now. It should be about minus 15. And we should be trudging through snow. Big city about 8 hours from here, Winnipeg, had 30 centimeters of snow in the last 24 hours. There was we were slightly afraid that it was going to come this way, but it did not. And we are still enjoying mild temperatures, no precipitation. It started snowing earlier, but it stopped. And you are not listening to this podcast for a weather report, so I am going to cease that right now. Christmas is gearing up. You can kind of feel it. I don't know about you, but you can't help but feel Christmassy once you get near the beginning of December. It's the first week of December, and it's growing in me. You know, I'm thinking of Christmas music, Christmas specials, Christmas time. The kids are older. It's not going to be as magical. It's not going to have that Disney feel. But it's still going to be fantastic. We're still going to have time to see people we haven't seen for a long time. We've got my niece, who's been going to school in London, Ontario. She is coming back. It's the first time she's ever been gone away. Please, sir, please. Yes. And that's going to be really exciting. It is a little strange without the snow. I imagine, though, by the time we do get near the 25th, we are going to have some snow on the ground. That's going to be good. Last year, my good buddy Vasily was here, and his nieces and nephew, and his sister, and it was fun. We had a really good time. Unfortunately, he was here to see his dad, who didn't make another Christmas. So that's a little sad, but that is life, you know. There's nothing we can do about that. It would have been great to have him come up again with the whole gang, but that's probably not going to happen, far as I know. But we're still going to have a good, fun Christmas. And so this is Christmas. What have you done? Another year's over. New one has begun. This is going to be it from the Hip podcast. Thanks so much for joining me. I've got a night of pinball action ahead of me. And I hope to do some more recording in this month, this Christmas month. Until then, stay jolly and holly and all that jazz. Bye now.